Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mads Maddestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 196 for November 20th, 2006. iTurbo. And now, get ready for Dick. Well, I just flew back from Canada, and boy, are my arms tired. And it's time for the Daily Giz Whiz. Dick DiBartolo, how are you surviving winter?
I'm great. I'm great. Yeah. You're very perky for someone who just did 20 TV shows.
I know. It was the usual grueling week. But I've had a couple of days to recover, and I'm feeling pretty good. I have fun. You know, as hard as that work is, and you know, because you've come out, it really is a pleasure. Yeah, it's really a joy to do. Great people, and I love doing the show. So, you know, sometimes I come back, and actually, as hard as I've worked, I feel energized by it.
Wow.
I know. Sometimes not.
Well, if you're energized now, wait until this Gizwiz Biz podcast is over. Netcast, excuse me.
It's going to completely knock me out.
Huh? Oh, you won't be able to sleep for 4 days.
It's that good?
No.
Oh.
But the hype is.
Well, maybe you better share it with us then.
Okay. Well, today we're talking about iTurbo.
iTurbo.
You know, Leo, there are a lot of, well, not a lot, but I know of two okay. of those little gadgets that take a AA battery,
yeah.
plug into the bottom of a cell phone, and can charge your phone.
Right.
Or right. Okay. Well, iTurbo is reusable iPod power.
Ah, is it the one of those oxygen batteries? I mean, how does it work?
No, it takes a regular AA battery. It looks like if you go to my website, I just put it up for you. It looks like a tube of lipstick, and you put a AA battery in it. When you tighten all the way up on the little container that the battery goes in, the tip of it lights up blue. That's
cool.
Just a battery check.
Cool.
Then it comes with a standard iPod plug on the end, and if your iPod is running low on power, you plug this into the bottom of your iPod, and the guy at the it's brand new. It'll be in the stores probably as you're hearing this or in the next week. And the guy said how long it'll run your iPod. It should charge an iPod in about an hour.
Really? But I mean, it's just one battery.
It's just one battery, but there's a little electronics in there
Like it would have much juice.
You know what? Those little phone things, you know, phones run on, what, 5.6 volts? And you're putting in a 1.5 volt, and that little electronic thing in there boosts the voltage.
You're making my head hurt now. I don't understand this stuff at all.
Wait a minute. If you don't understand it.
Well, I don't understand how a single AA battery could charge up your iPod.
Well,
I don't get it.
Well, it has to go through a little electronic guy to get the voltage up there.
Well, that I believe.
Okay.
Is there enough juice? So how long do you get it? Will it get you charged up?
He said it'll charge most iPods in an hour.
Fully charged?
That's what he said.
Wow.
That's what he said.
That's remarkable.
Now, the thing is, it's going to vary because if you have the iPod with video, if you're actually going to be watching it through the battery, if your iPod's dead, you can actually be watching, as you draw juice from the battery.
Right.
But if you're watching video, obviously you're going to deplete the battery quicker. But, you know, it's good because if you're on vacation, you know, iPod batteries are not instantly replaceable. And so this is a way, if you throw this in, you're at it. You know what they should do, Leo?
What?
They should, you know what? This unplugs, and the same company makes phone adapters. I wonder if you could use this as a universal adapter so that you throw it in your travel bag, and if you had the phone adapter, you could plug your phone in it and charge your phone. And then what I don't know is if the output is different for the phone than it is for the iPod. So it would be great if this one adapter could charge all your portable devices, mainly your phone and your iPod. But
This is a great little thing.
It's a neat little
thing. It's kind of magic. I don't know how a AA battery really has.
Well, I think it is magic.
I guess the iPod. It is. Oh, it is magic. Oh, well, that would explain it.
Oh, you know, it comes with a Rayovac battery. I bought a pack of Rayovac battery with a big sticker on the front. Now, you tell me what you think this means. It says Rayovac 12-pack, and then the sticker on the whole package says 50% more batteries. Now, how many batteries would you think is in that pack?
Okay, you said it's a 12-pack.
It's a 12-pack. And there's a big sticker says 50% more batteries.
Than an 8-pack would be.
Oh, you know that.
Yeah, you take an 8-pack and you have 50% more, you get a 12-pack.
See, I thought I was getting a free... I expected 18 batteries.
Oh, you thought it'd be 50% more than 12.
Yes, exactly.
Well, no, in fact, if you think about it, the Daily Gizwiz is 50% better than the other show that was half as good.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, .com.
You see, I weigh 50% more than the Leo that weighs 50% less.
Wow.
It's just, they're just playing a game with you. I think that's hysterical.
Tell me about
50%
it.
50% more.
I know. And I open it. I go, wait, these are 12 batteries.
You know what gets me is when you buy the new, you know, concentrated dish soap and they say use one third less. What's
right.
One third less than a squirt?
Oh, yeah. That
how do you use one third funny, less than a squirt?
Right. That's very funny. So, well, you know, it's very funny. Because once I read that one of these detergents said now twice as much power, but they never changed the size of the bottle or the cap, and then it says directions use one capful, so it may be 50.
It's just more efficient.
It's more efficient,
but the cap size hasn't changed, so that's
hasn't
great.
Changed.
That's kooky.
At all. They're, yeah, it's kooky. Anyway, iTurbo is going to be $30 to $35 because you will sort of buy them for the model. I actually know the one on the back here. It shows all six iPods. But the guy said different stores will charge different prices. So it could range anywhere from $30
to
$35.
$30
to $35.
$5.
Right. Okay.
I think that's actually a really useful thing to have in your pocket.
I do too.
In your pocket, you know.
I absolutely do. And Leo, do you realize that this Friday?
What is this Friday?
This Friday, 200th.
Oh my god!
200th podcast.
Oh, we're going to have to celebrate.
We're going to celebrate, and you know what? Remember,
it seems like just a few months ago that we were at 100. Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was a few months ago.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, it was 3 months ago. Oh okay.
I think it was last Friday that we talked about the portfolio and Andy Markin.
The Atari portfolio, yeah.
Atari portfolio and Andy Markin. So I sent Andy an email that we were doing it and we mentioned his name.
Oh, that's good.
And Andy wrote back and said, do you guys ever want to give anything away?
Yes.
And I said, Andy, next Friday's our 100th podcast.
200th, yes. Yes.
200th podcast, yes. Okay. So he is sending us a ton of stuff. And what I thought we'd do is Friday, we'll just talk about all of Andy's stuff because we're going to give it all away.
Great.
And we're going to do another one of those, write down a word, send us a word. Well, I'll do the whole thing Friday. Okay, so that people have something to look
forward
to.
Think of a good contest that we can
really
make. Yeah,
a good contest that we can do this coming Friday, our 200th podcast.
Wow. Hey, shall I play a little Gizwiz jingle music to celebrate?
To celebrate.
Become the letters.
We're so happy. We're just so happy.
We're thrilled.
We're thrilled.
We're beyond happy.
What is beyond happy? You know, we're 50% happier, I think, actually. Yes.
Beyond happy. It's two squirts.
Yes.
It's a cap and a half.
A cap and a half have a happy
right.
Here.
Anyway, Leah, we have gotten more mail on this one thing that we ever had before.
That's probably because I said something stupid. What is?
No. The thing about you saying stupid, that's a whole file box.
That comes by the bag full.
Hey, stupid mail for Leo. I said, Leo, just put it in the corner. Yeah. Put it in the corner with all the other stupid mail. When we did the WEC, the wireless extension cord, and I've put a link under the WEC on the opening page of my website to this news article. We got several dozen from Dave. Dave said, I stumbled across this in the SAWF News.com, and it put me in mind of your netcast on wireless power from ThinkGeek. Thinking it was another similar hoax, I read it expecting a punchline that never came. I can vouch for the veracity of this website, and it is possible that something like wireless power is in the near future for us. And the link is there. MIT has evidently working on a way to send power wirelessly to devices. And what they're starting with is a device that will resonate with a certain frequency that will attract the power that they are sending through the air, so that
This was the turn of the century, right?
No, Leo, it was last Wednesday or Thursday. Go to my website, opening page. Scroll down to the picture of the WEC wireless extension. Also, John Paradox says November 1st. It looks like wireless power is not entirely a joke. Dave says, recently had a podcast about the wireless extension cord, which was a prank. Turns out the concept isn't so far-fetched. The geeks at MIT have come up with a solution. We also heard from Centurion South Africa, Andy Strauss, catching up on my podcasts. I came across this, and then it's a link to that same article. Steve Castelli, you said it couldn't be done. A link to that same article.
But is it real?
It is. It is from MIT. Do you see that website?
I didn't get there. Okay. Yeah. All right. I believe that. I mean, Sean, if MIT says it, it's got to be.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Sean Stancil sent it in. Also, Jeff from Marshall, Illinois sent it in. Love the podcast. Here's an article about real wireless power. So anyway, we thank all those people. Now, there's just two more. Nicholas sent it in. I saw this. I thought your April Fool will be reality soon. Anish from Vestal, New York sent in that same thing. And finally...
Mm-hmm. There you go. See, I got a few emails saying that Nikola Tesla had proposed something similar. Way back.
I think that's when he started thinking about it, but that now they're working on it.
Now there's actually, it's a possibility. Wow.
It's a possibility.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and who's the final person? Ed. Ed in the UK also sent in a link about wireless electricity is a possibility in the not
Wouldn't
too
distant. Wouldn't it be cool?
We'll test it.
It worked. You see, that's the thing. I mean, I got to think that you walk in between the beams. It's not good if it's sending electricity of any appreciable energy through the air.
Carrying a sandwich, you could toast it. Yeah.
All right, Dick. If they say it's true, then it must be true.
Right. And sort of along the same theme, I'm just going to say, pick up the December issue of Mad with our friends who just got married yesterday on the cover, and Tom Cruise, and they have What Me Surrey on the cover with a picture of their baby. And in that issue, I have...
What Me Surrey. I just think that's the best cover you've ever done. I have to say, the baby Surrey looks like baby, Alfred.
Right. Which is a takeoff on the Vanity Fair cover.
Right.
And inside, so look for my recall information, which I'll just read you one sentence. It says, unlike Dell, that had to recall their laptop batteries, the Alfred E. Newman doll does not use batteries. There's virtually no danger of overheating. However, since the Alfred E. doll plugs directly into a 110-volt outlet, there have been several reported instances of lethal shock. And it tells you how to go about obtaining an update.
I think we should update that. And that's not without going, that it doesn't even go through the air, you know. That's,
oh, no, that goes directly through your body to the floor.
Yes, you're the conductor. 50% more electricity.
Right, through your own body.
Through your own body. Yes, you'll enjoy the Alfred E. Dahl. I think that sounds like a Mad Minute.
Oh, okay, let's have one.
Let's have a Mad Minute, and I will see you tomorrow for Turn the Table Tuesday.
I'll be here.
Hi, this is Dick DeBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, with another Mad Minute. Here's great news from Alfred E. Newman's own corporation, Alfco. Alfco is now opening a whole new chain of eyewear salons. Yes, soon, at Alfco's Eyeballs Are Us, you'll be able to have your eyes examined, often while you wait. Sure, other optical chains offer you color contact lenses, but only at Alfco can you get special contact lenses that change color to the beat of the music at your favorite bar. Talk about your conversation starters. And remember, with age, eyes weaken. So wouldn't Mom love a pair of glasses? Listen, Mom, I bought you new glasses. Here, put them on.
Well, I can see so clearly with them. And who are you?
Mom, I'm your son.
Gee, I thought I had a daughter. I guess I really needed these. Thanks.
And if you mention this ad when you visit Alfco's Eyeballs or Us, we'll tell you the first three lines of the eye chart free without cost or obligation. Till next time, this is Dick DeBartolo on the Mad Minute. Bye.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.